Right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank you that this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we're going to rejoice in this day and be glad because he's good. Amen. And God's goodness is all around you. Amen. You just got to be willing to let him move in your life and touch you the way he wants to touch you. And God can touch any situation and turn it around. Amen. And he can bring a conclusion to a matter. Amen. And so this morning, we're just going to be thankful for his goodness. I know that you're here today. And if you're here today, God is going to touch you. And he's just going to, amen. He's just going to bring something to your life because that's what he does. And this morning, we're just going to worship him and have our hearts open to God's goodness. Amen. Amen.
How many ready to worship this morning? Come on, you got a praise in your heart this morning. Let's just give him praise. Hallelujah. Cause there is no shadow that has ever overcome your life. There is no rival that could ever stand against your might. You've always been with us. Every battle you've already won, we've already won. There is no weapon that has ever left a mark on you. There is
shake
of despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will, come on and declare. I will crush disappointment. There's somebody that needs to shake loose this morning. Woo! Come on, don't be scared. This is family. And all of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. Shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment and break every chain. All of my fear I will turn into praise. I'll shake off despair as I sing out your name. Oh, victory dance, I will dance out in it. I will crush disappointment.
Settings in silence, surely heals through. Jesus, man, it's impossible if it's not you. Where's disappointment? What's all these empty tombs? Since when it's impossible if it's not you? This is all I have on time. This is the place when the dead man walks. Open the grave, I'm calling out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. This is the sound of that whole town. This is the sound of that bones rattling. This is the place make a dead man walk. Open. Open the grave. And I said, open the grave. Yeah. This is the sound of down on down. This is a praise, make a 10-man walk again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live, gonna live again. Open the grave, I'm coming out. I'm gonna live again. Open the grave. I said, open the grave. Open the grave. This is the sound of dry bones rattling. Thank you.
We want you, come Lord, come and consume God. is for you, Jesus. We love you. Is for you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Favor be upon you and a thousand generations.
children and their children and their children. May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within.
Fill us, God. presence of the Lord. Who wants to run from this? Hallelujah, you're worthy. We lift you up, O God of God, King of kings, Elohim, the great I am. We lift you up, El Shaddai. Hallelujah. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. We join with the elders and sing, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Give you our praise. There is nobody like you, God. You're kind, you're loving, you're merciful, you're graceful. Your strength is beyond what we could ever imagine. Your resurrecting power, the love that you loved us with, is so amazing. And that you continue to love us with. Yeah. Amen. Amen. You're such a good God. We just want to worship you, Lord. Amen. 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 Some of you, I'm telling him, I just want to worship you. I don't want to talk. I just want to worship you. And he's saying, no, tell her. Tell her I love you. You're worthy. Not because of anything you've done, but because of everything he's done. You don't have to carry the world on you. You don't have to carry the world on you. You don't have to be known by who you were.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise God.
Hey, you behave.
Praise God.
Hey, Judah. You behave. Hey, Carrie. Hey, Carrie. You behave. For those that are watching, I'm not really yelling at them. We have a baby that loves to preach with Pastor. We try to tell him it's not your turn yet, but he don't care. He ready, God.
Praise God. He's
Amen.
Ready. Amen.
Man, listen, I'm telling you that God wants you to know that the only way your past still has an effect on you is if you allow it.
Yeah.
He has set you free. And the word says that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
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 We're the ones that continue to remind ourselves who we are, who we were, not who we are. You know, I remember there's this man that Phil and I knew, really close friends with it at a point, and he would always say, I'm an alcoholic. Now, the man had touched a drop of beer or any kind of alcohol, and I can't tell you how many years, and we knew him for like 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an alcoholic. Phil said, stop it. No, you're not. He said, well, what do you mean? He said, when's the last time you drank? And he told him, I don't even remember. He didn't even remember, I don't think.
But he'd been sober longer than he drank.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, quit calling yourself an alcoholic. Quit living in your yesterday, amen? You've been redeemed from that. And sometimes we identify ourselves as something that's been let go a long time ago. And it's time for us to not let the devil keep us in traps by keeping us tied to an old identity, amen? We've got to let ourselves go from that. We've got to let ourselves free from that kind of stuff.
And let me tell you, that's every person. Amen. Every single person Amen. Has something in them from yesterday
yep.
that we try to hold on to. Praise and it's God. Time to just say, God, I give it to you.
Amen.
And I'm not that anymore. I'm not allowing that to affect my life, not one more time going forward.
Amen.
I'm going to give this to you, and I'm going to live this life for you.
Amen. Praise
and I'm
God.
Not going to listen to the enemy. I'm not going to put my hand to the plow. And look back, not one more time.
Amen.
We'll keep going with you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good all the time.
All
Amen.
The time that he is good. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We had a great men's breakfast yesterday. Amen.
Amen.
And we celebrated and ate and just enjoyed each other. And hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Can't bring them little babies. Those little redheads just won't fight.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. Yep.
Amen.
JJ was certainly having his time there. Amen. Praise God.
Until I called him. Like he knew this involved food, but he didn't know this involved talk time.
Yeah.
And so
talk time is too much.
Em and I were having our little morning going out to eat together, and we thought, we'll call JJ and check on him, see he's okay. Grandma, they won't take me home. They won't take me home.
Praise God.
So he was good, though. He loved it. He had
yes.
fun. Amen. Hallelujah. So we've got, what do we got coming up? Man, we did have the marriage conference, Love Your Marriage, at Urbana on Friday night. Let me tell you, it was really good.
Amen.
God was really faithful. Amen. And so that's going to happen again this Friday night in Bodkins. And we are working on a date to either the following Friday night or the Friday after that to get it here, okay? So we're going to, as soon as I have a date, which will be this week because I'm going to press people to get a date this week, and so we can get a sign up out there so we know how many of you are coming. But I encourage you, if you're not married, come.
Amen.
If you want to be married, I guess. If you don't want to be Praise ever God. Married, then don't come, I guess. But if you want to be married, come. Not just married Amen. Couples need to come to this because there are so many things that even somebody that's been married for 6 months and had never been married before can come in and sit down and tell you.
Amen.
Right?
Praise
he
God.
He squeezes his toothpaste from the bottom of the tube, and I squeeze it just wherever I grab it, and it makes him nuts. Yeah, you didn't live together, and you didn't live by the same person. The same person didn't teach you how to do all things, right? And so, oh, yeah, there's differences. And we talk about that, so it's really good. So we're going to get you that date. If you're interested, I have, I think, a few large and extra large shirts, sweatshirts, maybe 4 or 5 in Phil's office. I was going to take them back to Bodkins, but somebody had said, Linda told me that somebody had asked about them. So it was just extras they gave us for whatever reason. So if you are interested, and one of those, I'll leave them, I'll have them open today for you to get. Just come see me after service, and we'll go back and get that. They are the black ones. I have most of the black ones like Phillips. That's what I have. And I have Carrie, I have an orange one like Phil's for you. Okay? So I didn't want to forget that. But so if you're interested in those ones, just come let me know.
Ooh. Amen.
She wanted to know where your phone was at.
Praise the Lord.
She's so cute. Okay, so yeah, don't get distracted by the babies.
Amen.
Stay focused.
Amen.
And then we have the women's breakfast the first Saturday of the month. And it will be me this. I will be there. I will be there. Yes.
Praise God.
Yes. So we're going to do all of that stuff. It's going to be amazing. So be here at 9. We're going to do what God leads us to do. And we're going to have a great. They're always great. I'm telling you, if you've not come to one because you're afraid of just being around people, or come on. I promise you, if you'll come, you'll see what an easy environment it is, and what a Amen. Welcoming environment Amen. That these ladies have made. And so Amen. Just come on in and join it. And I think that's all I've got for now.
Amen. Praise God. Well, us men were talking, and so what we're going to do is we still like to have our men's meeting the way we have it, but for the month of May and probably in the month of September, we are going to have a men's meeting right here in the church. Amen. So we'll meet here at 9 o'clock on a Saturday, and we're going to cook here and do all that. And our first month we're going to do that is in May. So we'll have a sign-up sheet, and then I'll be recruiting a couple men to help me cook. Amen? And we're going to have a good time and bring some food in, and it's going to be a blessing. So we'll do a good job of that. Amen?
Hallelujah. You don't know what mess this man makes when he cooks. He's an amazing cook.
Amen.
So he's going to help clean it up. That's
Praise
sweet.
God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Somebody that's a good cleanup.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So do we got any children that need to go out for children's church? We'll let you leave and get out of here and join yourselves out there. Praise God. We have the teens day today, so that's going to be a blessing. Amen. And the goodness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm just sensing the presence of God today. Amen. He's on us in a deep way. Amen.
Yeah.
And the Lord is going to be touching us more and more. Amen. I just feel an increase of His presence coming into the house and just the goodness of God touching us. Amen. So I look forward to what's to come, and I look forward to His goodness being on us and in us. You know, I might pray for people at the end of the service today that just need a refreshing, amen? Because I'm telling you that it's a season of refreshing and reviving and strengthening, and the Lord is just touching us today, amen? And I want you to just be strong in the Lord, amen? Be strong in Him and His goodness, amen? So we're going to look here and do an offering message out of the book of Mark, chapter 12. And it says, Jesus sat over the against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. I want you to know that the Lord looks over what you give. Amen. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in 2 mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and he saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. I want you to know something. What you have for the Lord is enough. Amen? And I want you to know that you should be giving out of your hearts. You should be giving out of your own convictions. And you should know that what you bring to the Lord is holy. Amen? And that He receives it. Amen? And that He's not afraid of what amount you give Him, because He will take it and He will bless you and He will do in your life the things that are purposed to be done. Amen. So this morning, we just want to thank God for His goodness, and that when we give, it's our heart to Him and it's His heart touching us, and that we just have a relationship with Him that's blessed. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just bring our tithes and offerings for You today, God. And Father, we just declare Your blessing upon Your people today, Father. Lord, I thank You that Your word says that You will rebuke the devourer. Your word says that You open up the windows of heaven. Your word says You'll pour out blessing. And God, I thank You, Father God, that You'll even give people the urge to give favor and to give blessing into people's lives, Father. You'll move on people's hearts, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bring your tithes and offerings to the front. Hallelujah. Before I start preaching today, we're just going to lift up Candy Dre and her son. And she's been away from us for a season down in the Tennessee area because her son Brett is having severe health challenges. And so we're just going to pray for Brett this morning, Father God. Lord, that you would just touch him in this situation, Father God. Lord, that you would just, Father, give him the ability to do those things which are necessary, God. And Father, we pray right now, Father, for healing. And God, we pray that you put your blessing upon this family and you give them grace and strength for this season, God. And Father, we thank you for your touch on their lives. And Father, we thank you for Brett's salvation and goodness being in his life, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise God. Well, this morning I want to continue talking a little bit about the church, and we've just been talking about who we are and what the Lord wants to do within the church and how he calls his church the house of prayer, amen? And that within the church we should find friendships and families and build a family of faith, and we should have those who we can confide in. The Bible says that we should confess our faults one to another, amen, and that we should find strength in each other, and we should be praying for each other. And God brought a corporate setting, even way back in the book, when he was bringing his people out of Egypt, in the book of Exodus, Moses even told Pharaoh, one of the biggest reasons we have to leave Egypt is because we have to come together and worship God, amen? And he said, the biggest reasons we got to take everything with us is because we don't know what it's going to be required to follow God, but we want everything in our life available to him. Amen? And as Christian people, we want to make sure that everything in our life is available to the Lord. Amen? I was excited to hear about the Asbury Revival because I think in order to have revival, people have to really set themselves apart to God. Amen? And I want you to know that I feel like God is reviving and strengthening us and causing us to walk in those things that are a blessing, amen? And so we know that in the church should be healing, there should be salvation, and today I want to talk about that in the church there should be the Holy Ghost, amen? And the goodness of God should be around about us, amen? And God is just with us every day, and I just want you to know that the Holy Spirit of God is something that the Lord said that he promised of the Father to give to us in his going up. Amen? And so in John chapter 14, verse 26, it even says this, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Amen? So the Holy Ghost is our Comforter, and he's our source of strength, while Jesus is in heaven being our Lord and Savior, amen? And we want to look here at the book of 1 John, chapter 5, and I'm going to read here in verse 7, it says, For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, amen? And I thank God that Jesus was filled with the Holy Ghost while he was here doing what he did and doing all the works that he does for us in this thing called life. And I want you to know that Jesus even breathed on his disciples, right? It says here, right here, amen. In the book of John, chapter 20, verse 22, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know that the Lord wants us all as believers to understand that the Holy Ghost of God is available to us. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, I want to read something to you that should just stir you up today. But it says here in Acts chapter 1, in verse 6, it says, when they were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all the earth. I want you to know that the first way the Holy Ghost comes upon us is during salvation. Amen? It is first our lives being touched by the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Amen? The Bible says that when we receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, it is the Holy Ghost that does the regeneration of the process of changing us from our sinful nature into who we are as a new creature. Amen? And so we are first touched by the Holy Ghost when he saves us and fills us with the Spirit of the Lord. Amen? And then we are transformed and we are changed. And then after that, we can have another experience. Amen? And so I want you to know that the people in the Bible that were saved and that were looking for God's goodness, the disciples after Jesus went up, they had an experience because the Lord told them to wait in the upper room. And then 120 people were there, and there was an amount of time that went by. And before you know it, the Holy Ghost fell on these people. And I just want to read that to you in the book of Acts chapter 2. And it says here, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen? And I want you to know something, that one thing we believe in is the gifts of the Spirit. Amen? And we're going to study this, but there are 9 gifts of the Spirit that can work in our life. Amen? And we need all of them, amen? There are certain times in our life where every one of the gifts of the Spirit are important to us, amen? And there is speaking in tongues, and then there is such things as the gifts of healing and the working of miracles, amen? And we need the touch of God to be in our life, amen? And today, I just want to talk to you about being filled with the Holy Ghost, amen? And being filled with the goodness of God. And I just want you to know something. That in the book of Jude, it says this to us. It says this to us, and I want you to get a revelation of this because this is powerful. It says in Jude 1:20, it says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, I want you to know that there are believers that are going to go to heaven that never receive the gift of speaking in tongues. Amen? But I also want you to know this, that speaking in tongues and having the ability to pray in the Holy Ghost is a promise that's given to every believer. Amen? And I want you to know something, that these things and these gifts from God are good. Amen? And so if we have a chance in our salvation and in our saved situation where we have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, if we have the opportunity to add to us something else that is supernatural and something else that's an absolute blessing, wouldn't we want to do it? Amen? And I want you to know something, that I can't change what the scripture says. It says building yourself up in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Why is it so important to receive the Holy Spirit? Because I tell you why. When you pray in the Holy Ghost, it allows you to pray in a heavenly language. Amen. And it allows the Spirit of God to work within you in a way that your conscious self man and all of your mind can't override what the Holy Ghost is speaking in you. Amen. I want you to know that sometimes we will let fear in our natural mind and we'll let other things limit us when we pray. Amen. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, I'm telling you that you can begin to pray in the Holy Ghost and it can help you be strengthened in other areas. Amen. And it can help you overcome fears. It can help you overcome challenges. And it will cause you to be strengthened supernaturally in a way that nothing else can when you have that opportunity to be praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I just want to go through here and give you a couple examples in the Bible of where the Holy Ghost was given to people. And first, I want to read in the book of Acts something that is said to us, and it's very powerful. In Acts chapter 2, I'm going to go to verse 30 or 33, somewhere in there, praise the Lord. It says in verse 33, "Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this which you know, see, and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you've crucified, both Lord and Savior. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and unto the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I want you to see there that the Holy Ghost was a promise to every believer. Amen. And it was not to just those who were first set in the church, and it wasn't just to the apostles, and it wasn't just to the first believers. The Bible clearly says here that the Holy Ghost is for everyone, even those who are far off. So the Holy Ghost was meant to be a part of every believer's life and meant to be a part of the church throughout the ages until Jesus Christ comes. Amen? And the goodness of God is around about us, and the goodness of God should touch our life. Now, I want you to know something, that before I go on, I'm just going to give you my own personal testimony. Amen? Of receiving the Holy Ghost, because I got to tell you something, that I was raised in a denomination that didn't believe. And I want you to know that, praise God, even though we're one church and we're one body and we should all love Jesus, and we do, not every denomination produces everything the way the Bible says. Amen? And where I grew up, it was just the thing that people thought the Holy Ghost was something that was not of God. And I got to tell you something. So it made my experience pretty unique and pretty difficult when I had it. Amen? Because I used to go to church when I was a young man, and then I got backslidden and I was out of church. And really, Miss Regina helped me. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. When I met her, I knew I couldn't do it alone. Amen? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. But when I got together with Miss Regina, her and I started our journey to know God. Amen? And so we got in church, and we were really letting the Lord move on our lives. And I got to tell you something, that our church was having a service, and they even mentioned that there's a guy coming who is going to preach for us, and that this man would be praying for us to receive the Holy Ghost. And so I thought, well, what in the world is all this about and all this kind of stuff? But I came to church, and I got to tell you something, that what happened was this man at the end of service said, I want to invite people up to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen? So he invited people up to get prayed for, and I thought, this is not good. This is not God. I tell you what, I had my hands folded. I was not up for it, and I was feeling like, what in the world is this thing? And all of a sudden, Miss Regina stood up. And I should have known better, praise God, because she's so independent. But I got to tell you something. I said, honey, you're not going up there. And of course, that just stirred her up even more. She went, oh, yes, I am, praise God. So, praise God, I believe that was all the work of the Lord, amen? Because he knew how independent she was. And me trying to hold her back from receiving something of God just wasn't going to work. Amen? So she went up front, and she got prayed for. And I tell you what, the Holy Ghost filled her. Amen? And she just started praying in tongues and speaking out. And I tell you what, she was just praying and praying and praying. And I was just madder and madder and madder. Amen? You would think that when I saw my beautiful wife receive God and that freshness that came on her face and that strength that came upon her and that joy, and she was just praying, you would think that that would have been enough for me, but it wasn't. I want you to know that I went home and I was upset all that night, and I was upset the next day, and I got to tell you something, that guy was coming back to church that night. So I got to tell you something, that I was putting my best suit on, because I said, when that guy comes to pray for me and try to push me down on the ground like people were falling out, I got something for him. And I didn't mean a handshake. I got to tell you something. I was not thinking well at all. I was really upset about this, and I was going to show this guy, because that tongue stuff was of the devil. Amen. And I got to tell you something, that man preached a message, and his message was touching me, and I was getting mad about that. I was getting mad that his message was making sense, and his message was stirring me up, and I could feel the presence of God in the house, amen? But I was still set in my mindset on what I was going to do, and it was not good. And so when that guy called this time for people to come up, I went right up there. But I didn't go up there with a good motive, people. I got to tell you something. I thought, when that guy gets to me, I tell you what, I'm going to show Miss Regina what this is all about. Praise God. And so the man was praying for people. And I got to tell you something, that as he came down the line, something was happening to me. And I started feeling, you know, woozy kind of. And I noticed that I was kind of moving around a little bit, but I still wasn't set to believe that this was God. Amen? And that guy was from here to about where Jeannie is, and he looked down at me and he said, brother, I'll be there in a few minutes. He says, I can see the presence of God is all over you. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And I thought, oh, buddy, when you get over here, we're going to find out. Praise God! I still, now you guys are known who's really hard-headed here, amen? Praise God. But I want you to know that I was waiting and waiting for this man, and I got to tell you something, that he just reached towards me, didn't even put his hand on me, and I was on the ground. Amen. You would think that was enough, right? You'd think that I'd wake up now and say, okay, praise God. The guy didn't even touch me. But here I was on the ground, and I got to tell you something, I was still mad. And I was down there, I know I was squirming around because I was trying to get back up, and I thought, this is not going to plan. I thought by now I'd be hitting this guy and telling the whole church how wrong he is for teaching this bad doctrine. And I'm telling you that I was frozen on the ground, and I'm trying to move around there, and all of a sudden it dawned on me. I could bench 400 pounds at the time. I could squat 600 pounds. I was a fighter and a weightlifter and all that kind of stuff. I was very flexible at that time, and I couldn't even get up off the ground. Yeah, I had abs back then. Something I don't have today, praise God. But anyhow, all of a sudden, I felt the Lord begin to speak to me. And I felt him say, Philip. And I went, okay, maybe this is God. And all of a sudden he said to me, he said, Philip, what did you used to believe about money? And I said, oh, that it was the root of all evil and that money was just bad and nobody should have it and that you should really, if you have money, you're no good and you can't possibly love God if you have money. He said, and what did you learn? That was a lie. That it's the love of money which is the root of all evil. It's when you put money before God, when you use money improperly, that's when money's evil. But if you have it and you're using it properly, it's a good tool to have because you really can't go out and touch people without using money. Amen? I tell you what, you can't send people on missions trips without money. Amen? You can't preach to the lost without at least having gas to get somewhere to talk to somebody. Amen? So it was the love of money that was the root of all evil. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, Philip, what if your teaching and what you thought all these years was also wrong about the Holy Ghost? And I went, oh my goodness. And then the Lord asked me a real question that was filled with wisdom. And he said, Philip, if the Holy Ghost is of the devil, he said, then tell me when the last time you were in a bar where someone broke out speaking in tongues. He said, tell me the last time that you were on fire, ready to rip somebody's head off, and you were all fighty and bitey and ready to fight. He said, tell me when you were in the middle of that fight and you were raging with energy and raging with, what is it when you get all ramped up? Adrenaline. He said, you're raging with adrenaline. He said, tell me how many times you spoke in the Holy Ghost. I got to tell you something. I ain't never heard tongues in the bar. And I ain't ever heard it come out of me when I was in a rage. I heard things come out of me, but it was not the kind of tongues that we speak in church. Amen? And suddenly, I said, oh my goodness, Lord, I repent. And as soon as I said that, boom, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Of course, it wasn't like Miss Regina. Hallelujah. I didn't flow. I got one syllable. And I sounded like a machine gun. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But anyhow, I got filled with the Holy Ghost. And what was so amazing was, as soon as that happened, guess what? I could move freely. And as soon as that happened, you know, I thought about that years later, and I thought, I bet everybody thought from the beginning of that whole episode that I was on fire with the Lord and just being moved by Him and touched by Him. I'm glad they couldn't read my thoughts, amen? Because for halfway through the battle, I wasn't on board at all. But I got to tell you something. Suddenly, when I was touched there on the floor, I was refreshed. I was energized. I was filled with joy and peace. And I got to tell you something. There was things that just fell away from me. There was things that just left me. There was things that I knew immediately God had done something in me. And there was things that I just got redeemed of and things that just left me that never bothered me again. And I got to tell you something. It was the most refreshing experience I had had other than being saved itself. Amen? And so I just want you to know that the goodness of God is available to each one of you that may not be filled today. And the blessing of God is that He will touch us and fill us with the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so with that being said, I want to go in here and read just a couple experiences that happen in the Bible just to show you how getting saved and receiving the Holy Ghost are two different experiences, and they both fulfill the Word of God and fulfill Scripture and bless our lives. Amen? In the book of Acts right here, Acts chapter 8, I just want to read you something here that is powerful because this is what used to happen when the apostles were getting people saved and getting people filled with the goodness of God. And we're just going to look here and read in the book of Acts chapter 4, Acts chapter 8, what it says in verse 14. It says, now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who when they were come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So see, I wanted you to read this because I want you to know something, that you getting saved is how you're going to go to heaven. Amen? I want you to know that if you're saved through the blood of Jesus and you've received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you're on your way to heaven. But I also want you to know that there's a spiritual gift that God has given you, which is to receive the Holy Ghost. Amen? So that we can pray in a tongue, in a way that's beyond our natural element. Amen? And so it says here that as of yet, he had fallen on none of them, only they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. Amen? So I want you to know something, that there are two different experiences of receiving first Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and also receiving the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know something, that these scriptures we're looking at, we're talking about the laying on of hands. Amen? But I also want you to know that I have heard of hundreds of testimonies where people receive the Holy Ghost just on their own. Amen? I want you to know something, that I've heard people just being looking in the mirror, and all of a sudden they were asking God for something and they prayed in a language that they didn't know of. Amen? I want you to know that even though Miss Regina got up there and prayed like a champion that first night, she had already received the Holy Ghost. She didn't know it, but she had been praying and studying the Bible and asking the Lord for the Holy Ghost. And here she was talking to Philip when he was just a baby. And here she was thinking she was talking baby language that felt good and gave you joy, didn't it? But you didn't know what it was. And here she was praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen? And so all that night did at church was confirm to her what she had already received. Amen? And here I was, a whole different story, huh? Mr. Stubborn, Mr. Religion, Mr. Religious Spirit, I had blocked myself all those years from receiving something that was a blessing of God. Amen? So we have to be open to receive the things that God really has for us in the Word of God. Amen? We have to make sure that we're open to that, because I want you to know something. I want you to know that things like the Holy Ghost might make some people feel uncomfortable. Well, guess what? I'm glad it does. Amen? I'm glad if you drink, it makes you feel uncomfortable to be in church. Amen? I get glad over this, because these are things that need to change, and these are things that God wants to change for us, and these are things that God will do if we make room for Him. Amen? So I want to read something else to us here in the book of Acts. Praise God. And I want to read another example for you. In the book of Acts chapter 19, I just want to read here and show you what it says here concerning the Holy Spirit of God. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast to Ephesus and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, we have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. Amen? And he said unto them, unto what then were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized people with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen? And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. Amen? I want you to know something, that the Holy Spirit is a gift from the Lord, and it's available to every believer. Amen? And I want you to know that it's definitely something that we need to teach in the church today. Amen? Because receiving the Holy Ghost is a place of empowerment that can touch your life in a way that nothing else can. Amen? And it gives you the ability to pray. I want you to know that we're going to study out some more here, but in one scripture it says that we pray groanings and things that we don't understand in the natural in the Holy Ghost. Amen? But I want you to know something, that once we pray in the Holy Spirit, the Lord will give us interpretation of what we're praying. Amen? And we can actually take a subject. We can take a person. I want you to know something, that sometimes when I pray for Pastor Regina, I just pray in the Holy Ghost. And then all of a sudden, I'll get an inspiration of what I need to pray for her about. Amen? And then all of a sudden, I'll pray in the Holy Ghost. And the next thing you know, I'll just break out and say, Father, I pray peace over my wife today, God. I pray strength that you would just give her wisdom in everything she does. And the Holy Ghost will help you interpret what you need to pray about, amen, and what you need to do to touch your life, amen. So I just wanted to talk to you today about the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit, amen. And I want each of you to take time, if you haven't already received the Holy Ghost, or if you haven't studied for the Holy Ghost to be a part of your life, I want you to take the time to look up scriptures related to the Holy Ghost and see what God teaches you and shows you so that you can be willing to receive what's available to you. Amen? Because I want you to know that God wants to bless you and touch you in this area and in this way. Amen? Praise the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise God. Oh, my goodness. Praise God, praise God. We're going to pray for a young lady named Heather, amen? She unfortunately lost her child yesterday, amen? Father, in the name of Jesus, these situations are always beyond our understanding, Father God. Lord, these situations are always beyond us, amen? But God, Father, we pray for Heather, Father God. That at this critical time, Father God, that you touch her and her family, Father God. And Lord, that somehow you'd bring them comfort and you'd bring them strength, Father God. And Lord, somehow you'll get them through this season and get them to the other side of this, Father God. And Lord, these are one of those tragedies that, God, we don't know how to explain, Father God. And we don't understand. But God, we know that, God, you'll touch Heather and her family. And Father, you will heal them and bring them through, Father God. And you will strengthen them. And God, I take comfort in knowing that one day I pray that Heather is saved. And I pray, God, that one day when she gets to heaven, she'll be reunited with that which she lost, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. And I thank you for your touch on her and her family. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Well, I want you to know that right now, I want to open this thing up. And if there's anyone here that says, Pastor Phil, I have not received the Holy Spirit, but I would like to, and you want me to pray for you, I'll pray for you. And also, if there's someone here that's feeling like they're coming into a time where they just need a refreshing of the Lord, and you want me to pray with you concerning that God's going to refresh you and strengthen you, I want you to know that the altar is open for you to come and pray. And then if there's anybody that's here that's needing praying for healing or they have sickness in their body and they need prayer today, I want you to come forward at this time and I'll pray for you. Amen? So let's open up the altar right now. And if you want to, come up here and I'll pray with you concerning these things. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. hand clap of praise. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I tell you what, I just want to thank you for being here today, amen. And I want to thank you for your hearts towards the Lord, amen. I want you to know that in this time in which we live, it is more critical than ever to live for the Lord and to love Him and to keep your heart open so that He can be a part of your life every day. Amen? And I want you to know that God is with you and that He's strengthening you and that He won't let you down. Amen? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for being patient and supporting all of those who received prayer today. And thank you for being who you are. And God bless you as a church family. And I just look forward to seeing you again next time.
On live stream or made a statement on live stream that they were told, I know you didn't ask for questions, but I think it's good to clear this up, but they were told that the Bible says to pray in the spirit with interpretation only, and that at a Bible study they went to, they said that if you prayed in the spirit and didn't have an interpretation, then the devil was speaking in tongues out of you.
Praise God. First of all, I want you to know that is not a true interpretation of the Bible. Because when the Bible is talking about tongues and interpretation of tongues, they're talking about in the church service. Amen?
Yes.
So we want to make sure that if someone came up front to give a tongues as a term of prophecy, then that's when we expect an interpretation. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord will give you interpretations of the tongues you speak personally in your own prayer time. He will let you know what you're praying about and He will help you. Amen. But I want you to know something, that the Bible says that tongues is even a sign for the unbeliever. Amen. And I want you to know something, that praying in tongues, like in a church service, if we're in worship and you pray in tongues during worship, there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. I want you to know, if you pray in tongues on your own at your seat, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're quietly praying in tongues, the interpretation of the Bible is that if a prophecy would come forth in tongues, then you want an interpretation of that. Amen?
Yes.
So I want you to know something. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen? Pray God. Pray God. Paul said, I thank my God. And he's the one that wrote the scripture about interpretation. Amen? And he said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than you all. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So pray in tongues as much as you want. Amen? God bless you. Have a good day.